cigarettes, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And cool cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Morton Vaux, and the Tommy Dorsey Famous Swing Orchestra.
Try Raleigh's. Discover a finer, smoother blend of Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Raleigh's don't cost one cent more than other popular brands, and they come in plain ends or with cork tips if you prefer. Raleigh's have got what you want.
Or if you prefer a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke cool. They're so mildly mentholated that each puff is cool, soothing to your throat. Yet you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness.
Only Raleigh's cigarettes and cool cigarettes carry valuable coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premium. Every carton has extra coupons. Try union-made Raleigh's or Cool's tomorrow and save those coupons. Baron and Charlie have stayed over in Havana, Cuba, where Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra are playing at a favorite nightclub. Right now, they're playing I've Got a Heavy Day with a chorus by Edith Wright.
To make my heart so light. I've got a heavy chain and I simply can't be late tonight. Quarter after eight, the world will be alright. A little thrill goes through me, my heart's running wild. Like a tonic to me, like the end growing sad beside a garden gate when the moon is shining big and bright. My heart will palpitate because I've laid a heavy day tonight.
Havana, Cuba, where the Baron has been recovering from his bullfighting adventures. But at last, he's once more his old self, and the faithful Charlie has just gone over to the hospital to help him pack up and check out. We'll pick them up there. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron 1000, Jack Pearl.
Oh, hello, Nice.
Senor Hall.
Well, how's the patient?
Oh, hello, Charlie.
What?
In 2 minutes, I'm so new. I'm so better.
Oh,
sit down.
Oh, thanks. Well, say, you're looking great. What's that big lump on your head? Looks as if you've been hit with a blackjack.
The doctor gave me that.
The doctor?
Yeah.
The doctor gave you that lump on your head?
Yeah.
Why?
While he was doing me up, he ran out of ether.
Well, oh, that's a good idea. That doctor must be quite a comedian.
It's possible.
Yeah.
He had me in stigmas. But how these doctors love their work.
They do, huh?
You know something? Saving the lives of the Coopin people is just great, sick, good time for them.
I see.
You know? They're like Rolly and Cool smokers.
What do you mean? The doctors are like Rolly and Cool smokers?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Their greatest pleasure in life is...
is what?
Saving the Coopin.
Saving the Coopin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice going, Baron, ain't it?
That is my call. I will see you in the office.
Say, I hate to leave all this fruit here, Baron. Do you believe that it's gold in the morning and lead at night? Do you think fruit hurts you at night?
Possibly.
Yes.
Look at the trouble Adam got into eating an apple at the eve. Huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know your biblical history, all
oh,
right?
Oh, I know that fella Job was a great doctor.
Now, wait a minute. Job was no doctor.
No?
No.
You never heard of the patients of Job?
The patients of Job. The patients of Job. What's that?
That's the burglar who blows us to sleep at night.
Oh, yeah?
He just blew his burglar.
No, Baron. Not his burglar, he blew his bugle.
Oh, he didn't have a cold when I talked to him.
Bugle. Well, here, wait a minute. Wait, aren't you packing this volume of Shakespeare?
No, Charlie.
No?
I know how to get the complete book free.
You can get Shakespeare's works for nothing?
Yeah.
How?
You know something?
What?
You walk in a bookstore.
Yeah.
Pick up one volume of Shakespeare.
I see.
And run. Yeah.
And then what?
Then they get you the judge first.
Well?
We'll give you the work.
We'll give you the work for Jason. Yeah. Well,
I'm all set. Come on.
Oh, okay. I'll take the grip, Baron. Come on.
Goodbye, Alan, and good luck. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Zooling.
Mrs. Zooling, what's he here for?
Plastic operation.
Is that so?
You know something? She had the face lifted so many times.
What happened?
She has to stand on a chair to brush her teeth.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Her skin
yeah.
is stretched so tight, every time she sits down.
What happens then?
Her eyes closed.
Well, she sits down here.
Come on, Aaron. Come on. Poor fella.
Yeah.
Nervous breakdown.
Yeah?
Yeah, from an impediment in his speech.
An impediment in his speech? What was it?
His wife.
Was impediment.
And you see that fella?
Yeah.
In the bed? He fell 11 stories.
Yeah?
Yeah, he jumped out of a 10-story building.
Now, wait a minute. A 10-story building?
Yeah.
Well, then how could he fall 11 stories?
That's another story.
Yeah.
See that poor old man?
Yes,
see that poor old man in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
He fell down a whole flight of stairs.
Oh, missed a step, I suppose.
No. He hit them all. You know something?
What?
I tell you, this is my thought.
What?
Walter Winslow was in this hospital once.
He was, really?
Yeah.
How did he look when he came out?
Like he was thrown through a keyhole.
Well, don't laugh. You know, your cousin Hugo was a patient here, too.
Yeah?
And they tell me part of Hugo's bill is still unpaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much is Hugo owing?
Hugo? Hmm? How much is Hugo owing? More than he'll be paying, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But if he won't pay it...
Yeah.
Louisville.
Now, come on. Let's stop ripping the sponsor and get out of here.
Look, there's Havana Steak Center.
It is, huh?
He's not popular with the rolling and cool smokers,
no?
But all the cigar smokers like him.
So why should all the cigar smokers like Havana's best dentist?
Because...
Because what?
He's a Havana filler. You get it?
The dentist, yeah.
Baron, your bill will be ready in just a moment.
Thank
while
you.
You're waiting, Dr. Gomez here will show you around a little.
With pleasure. For the moment, I'm just killing time.
Well, Doctor, as long as you're killing something, good practice for you. You know, Doctor, my grandfather, my father, Fogg, that's my
grandfather. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
He followed the medical profession, you know.
Your grandfather was a doctor?
No, he followed the medical profession. He was an undertaker.
Well, follow me. I'll show you what we have here.
Yes.
And if you want to see things, will you please keep your mouth shut?
Right.
You can't see with your mouth.
Yes, sir. Well, my Uncle Otto, he sees with his mouth.
Wait a minute.
He works in a brewery.
In a brewery, he sees with his mouth.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Well, he sees if the beer has hops enough in it.
Oh, yes. With his mouth, that's right.
No, he can't.
Now, this is where we have the free clinic.
What do you say?
He's got a free clinic here.
Well, we'll bring our clothes over, huh?
Our clothes?
Yes.
What for?
They have free cleaning, they must have free pressing, too.
Oh, yes, cleaners and pressing.
Well, I don't know what...
What kind of thing?
And this is where we set the broken bones. And our doctors are so clever, the patients actually enjoy being worked on.
What do you mean? They enjoy having their bones set?
Yes, it is so clever, they positively enjoy it.
Oh, doctor, stop, I can't stand it all.
My heavens, what's that?
A fellow with a broken leg enjoying himself.
Oh. You know,
having a nice time.
And here is the operating room.
That's the only thing I wouldn't have against. I'm not British, huh? I wouldn't have, not even if I needed one.
Then you will die.
If I die, I'll come right back again.
Back from the grave?
What do you say now?
You come back from the grave?
Yeah. For my will, Dave, it states in my will, my lawyer has to be buried with me.
Now, wait a minute, Baron. Your lawyer, how will that bring you back from the grave?
I've never been in the hole yet. He couldn't get me out of it. But you know something?
What
better an operation here than the last hospital I was in? The doctor, I just...
Well, wait, don't get excited.
Just thinking of that. The doctor was too careless. Yeah, I worried about it for months.
Worried about what?
Well, he operated on two men ahead of me. And the first man, he left a pair of shears.
A pair of shears?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, that's nothing. In the second man, he left his rubber gloves.
His rubber gloves?
What were you worried about?
After I was all sewed up, he opened the door and said...
Well, what did he say?
Has anybody seen my hat?
Well, I don't blame you. You're worried about it.
Safely out of the hospital, the Baron and Charlie stop in for a little cheer at the nightclub where that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra are playing If My Heart Could Only Talk. Nightclub. Charlie is at the table with the lady while the Baron is finishing a tango with a black-eyed little Cuban senorita.
Oh, after your Baron, you dance so lightly, like a moonbeam on the sea.
Okay, Mustard, okay. So soon I get my wind, I look you up again.
Hey, wait a minute, Baron. Why do you call that girl Mustard? Because she's hot stuff?
No, because...
Because what?
She's always on my dog.
Always on your door. Oh, Baron, meet Miss Westerly, Cuba's leading plantation owner.
Oh, I'm very happy, Baron. Very happy, I'm sure.
I'm a little hysterical myself, you know. What do you grow on your plantation?
Oh, mainly bananas. Do you like bananas?
No. I still prefer the old-fashioned nightclub.
Well, really, I must be going. Good night. Good night.
You certainly scared her away, all right.
Did you see how fat she was? My boy. Scared her? Don't worry, I'll get you a slim, pretty one.
All right.
It takes the Baron to get you a nice girl.
Oh, is that so? Well, you know, 10 minutes after you went to the hospital, I was walking down the street with a girl on each arm.
Oh, please, Charlie, please.
What?
You can't get tattooed that fast.
No.
I thought I saw you parked in the car outside the hospital last night.
You did?
Yes. But I looked out and it was only a tar and feather party.
What do you mean, a tar and feather party?
Sailor and the fan dancer.
Yeah, tar and feather. Well, I'll see what sort of a judge you are. Now, how do you like that girl at the next table?
Where?
Right over there.
Oh, Charlotte.
What?
Oh, my goodness. That's a face only a mother could love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, she's about to inherit $10 million.
You said so?
Yeah.
I'm about to become a mother.
Baron, Baron, Come away from that girl.
Marcia, I didn't.
Souvenir, actual photograph of your favorite picture star taken in Cuba.
Let me see one of those folders, will you please? Carly, look at this one.
Well, I haven't got my glasses, Baron. All I see is a big number 18.
You see what?
18, a figure 1 with a figure 8 next to it.
That's not a figure 1 or a figure 8,
no?
Right?
No. Well, what is it?
That's Catherine Hepburn standing next to Maybeth.
And now that mystery from Paris. This beautiful Mademoiselle Lamuse in her sensational novelty on horseback, Lady Godiva's ride.
Well, here comes the horse and the Mademoiselle, all right.
Oh! He's a beauty, all right.
Certainly is, yes, sir. But that's a very daring costume she hasn't got on.
I wonder what the crowd will think about us. What did he say?
Well, they just hollered CC.
They don't have to say Z to me.
Oh, no?
I'm taking a good look, yes. You know?
Well, anyway, here comes our supper. You know, I know my waiter by that ferocious black beard.
Yeah.
Big black.
Yes, where's the waiter? My goodness.
Waiter.
Yes.
Well,
is my
supper, sir?
Yes. The heart sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know who Robert is for?
Yes.
But look at that face, will you?
Yes.
That sounds familiar, I tell you.
Your confession, confession.
And that song.
Yes, I
smell a mouse, you know.
Yes. And I smell a rat. But I was going to overlook it. Orchestronia, Orchestronia. Last night I dreamed I was waiting on you, Baron.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Did I give you a nice dip?
Yeah, that's how I knew I was dreaming.
Yes. Charlie.
What?
It's him. It's Boris,
oh,
I tell you.
Nonsense. Boris hasn't got black whiskers.
Yeah. Do you get a fish, Baron? There's nothing in fish for you.
Why not?
Fish is brain food.
I tell you, it's him.
Wait a minute. Wait, Baron. Wait.
Charlie gets the spinach because he's still growing.
Why do you think I'm growing?
Because it stops your hair just coming through your hair.
Oh, is that...
Listen, tell him something.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, just a minute. Do you know whom you're addressing? Why, my father is one of the few Republican congressmen in Washington.
Don't worry, buddy. I wouldn't tell a soul.
My goodness, listen. I'm going to find out.
All right,
don't say nothing.
All right.
See, I hear them. Listen, are you Boris?
No, because if I was, you know what I would do to you for spraining my ankle last week?
What?
I'd break a plate over your head like this.
Wait.
Honey.
What?
He tried to murder me, you see? Now I fix you good. You Russian lowlifer, you?
Lowlifer, listen. I can trace my ancestors back to a family tree.
You look as though you could chase them back to a tree,
no? No, Baron. Boris didn't say chase them back. He said he could trace them back to a tree.
It's all the same, Charlie.
What do you mean it's all the same?
Well, there's only two things that live in trees.
Yes.
Birds and monkeys.
That's right. well, come on.
And I don't see any feathers on him.
Oh, you know.
I am most happy to introduce the popular young American tenor, Morton Poe, who will sing for you Jerome Kern's beautiful song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, from Roberta.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. Said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yesterday, my lot has flown away. I am without my love. Now, laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when the lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. For I thought them and I gaily laugh, who think they could doubt my love. Yesterday, my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends divide, tears I cannot hide. Oh, I smile and say, when the lovely flame dies, yet in your heart.
And now the Baron and his party move on to the famous Havana Casino, the Monte Carlo of Cuba.
Buenas noches, señores.
Buenas noches. Oh, boy, what a palace to woo Lady Luck in, eh?
Yeah. See, too bad Columbus isn't here, huh?
You mean Christopher Columbus?
Yeah.
What makes you think he was a gambler?
Didn't you read that they found his bones in Cuba?
Oh, quiet.
It's gold.
I am not, señores. Perhaps you can beat me. The little old game of Ricard Monte.
Ricard
Monte.
Put on the black and put your number 7.
What
did you say, Peter? Can't you know? Just when they're hot for me, don't be silly. You must be out of your head. Come on, give me that last $50 bill.
Try to do me a favor,
what's
quick.
What's the matter now?
Please get a policeman.
What?
There's a crook working over there.
Crook working where?
Over there.
Yeah, whereabouts?
He seems to be here to attract their attention.
Yeah?
And while they aren't looking, he scoops all the money right off the table. Then.
What are you talking? That's roulette.
I don't care what his name is.
Oh, fine.
Frenchman or no Frenchman, he's the chief.
That's his business. He's collecting bets. He's a croupier. Didn't you ever see a croupier?
I drove one. Never mind that.
What do you mean you drove one?
A Ford croupier. I drove one.
Well, listen. I'm going to risk a few bucks on the galloping dominoes. Those look good to me.
Put up your hands. It's a stick-up. A whole band of brigands. Now, don't move.
Quiet. Do not get excited. We will not kill you if you deny. Unless, of course, Conchita decides he dislikes you.
Well, great people. You know who that is? No, it's that female bandit, Conchita Robles, and her gang. She's the most beautiful and the most bloodthirsty woman in Cuba.
But is she beautiful,
yes,
Johnny?
Yes, she is.
Oh, man, to be robbed by her is a pleasure. Oh, you know that?
God. Hey, Funny Face, no talk so much.
Funny Face, see here.
He only missed you by an inch.
See here.
See here, Juan.
Here's my watch and chain.
That's better.
By golly, the Conchita, she's gorgeous.
Yes,
oh,
really,
Conchita, do not let your bandits kill us.
Tonight I'm not in the mood for killing. Tonight I play the grand joke on my own sex. Pedro, I will rob the women and kiss all the men.
Bravo, Conchita. That will be very funny. Rob the women and kiss all the men.
See, I will stop with these little funny things.
Who, me? I said the first kiss.
Please, come to my arms, little cocorama.
Oh, no, Conchita. Now, the Baron doesn't want to kiss you.
Oh, no? Then I kiss him 50 times, right on the lips. 1, 2, 3.
Now, this is terrible. Conchita, stop. The Baron's a respectable married man.
Yes? 4.
Oh.
5.
Oh.
6.
Now, oh. Stop it, Conchita. Stop it.
7.
Oh.
Oh, the poor Baron, this is awful. Conchita, you've got to stop.
Wait a minute, Charlie.
What?
Who's running this hold up? You or Conchita? Who's running it?
Why, Conchita.
Then let her alone, will you?
What do you mean, let her alone?
She's got 41 more to go.
41?
Johnny Dorsey and his orchestra and the Three Esquires in Swing That Music. Thank you.
just a chill. I feel such a thrill. I see goofy still when they swing at you. A rhythm like that puts me in a trance. You can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it must be the trance to play in a band when they swing that music. I'm as happy as I can be when they swing that music for me.
Watch a Raleigh or Cool smoker open a fresh pack of cigarettes, he does it in a different manner than smokers of other brands. First, he removes the little yellow coupon and tucks it away in a safe place. Second, he extracts a cigarette. That coupon is a dividend he can get from no other brand. It's something in addition to 20 enjoyable smokes, because every coupon that comes with Raleigh cigarettes and Cool cigarettes is good for dozens of handsome, useful premiums. For instance,
women like to save for premiums like the genuine suede bridge table cover, the hand-embroidered linen luncheon set, and the enamel cigarette case.
Men like the cigarette box of inlaid wood and the complete poker set with cards and chips and solid walnut case. And everyone wants the beautiful 26-key set of Oneida Community Par Plate silverware and many more of these beautiful, practical premiums. Why not switch from the brand you're smoking now and try one of these dividend-paying cigarettes? Smoke Raleigh. Here's a superior cigarette that's the same price as ordinary smoke. You pay no more for Raleigh's than for the popular price brand you're smoking now. And you also get your choice of plain ends or cork tips. Or if you prefer a mentholated cigarette, try Cool. Each puff is mildly mentholated to soothe and refresh your throat. But the fine tobacco flavor reaches you unspoiled.
Tonight or tomorrow at the latest, buy a pack of Raleigh's.
Or a pack of Cool.
And remember, save those coupons.
Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Perlin and his company, including Martin Bowe and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.